see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Anthos in America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ilan Pop of the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine will be with us at right around 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to discuss his book. And if you want to get a head start on this, if you've not read the book yet, and if you want to get a head start on the interview, you might want to take a look at ilanpop.org, ilanpapp.org. ilanpop.org, and then go to the book section where there are, let's see, 9 different reviews of the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine that you can read. There's one from the Metro, there's one from PRC, there's one from ZNet, one from the British Independent, one from the Palestine Chronicle, one from Media Monitors Network, one from Counterpunch, one from Al Jazeera, and one from The Guardian. That is the extent to which this book has been reviewed, and just a smattering of the reviews related to this volume, which is considered by many people, including Terrence E. Arnold of Rents.com, to be the finest book of its type available in regard to exactly what happened in Palestine in 1947 and 1948 and what it continues to mean for us now. This story is not over, obviously, because for the people of that region, it's an ongoing crisis. And for us in the United States who have been dragged into it, the average citizen, that is, it is a continuing crisis for us. It seems to me that our alleged leadership has done a nice job of putting the average American in the crossfire of a series of things that we should have nothing to do with. And certainly when we start talking about Iraq and Persia and Palestine, you can name 3 places right there where the George Washington and foreign policy falls completely on its face in terms of any honest attempt to implement it on the part of the U.S. government. That does not even begin to get into the question of the other 130 countries or so that we are involved with militarily. But Iran, Persia, and Palestine remain the 3 biggest bugaboos right now in regard to what would seem to be the expansion of a conflict into a full-blown Third World War. I think Iran is going to be the linchpin of this whole thing. Let's keep an eye on it. But suffice it to say that we continue incrementally to lose our freedoms at the hands of foreign wars that we should have nothing to do with, and at the hands of a government that not only perpetrates foreign conflicts abroad for private economic gains and interests, but also desires to take away your domestic freedoms and mine in the pursuit of these larger globalist objectives. Whether you're looking at the Israeli lobby or you're looking at the multinationals that drive American foreign policy as well, this whole thing is an absolute non-starter. We need to do something, folks. We need to do it now. We need to stand up and to take this country back while we can still do it. Getting back to Terrence E. Arnold's piece then on torture, the Guantanamo escape from accountability. We'll take a look at what Terrell has to say about this when we come back. This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
We're back. This is Mark Ancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ilan Pop of the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine will be with us at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to discuss that book. If you get a chance, go to his website at ilanpappe.org and go to the book section of that website, and you'll find six or seven major book reviews of the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine among some of the better-known book reviewing agencies that are around today, including The Guardian and including Al Jazeera, talking about that book. Terrell E. Arnold, whose piece on Guantanamo we've been looking at today at Jeff Rentz's site, is absolutely convinced that Ilan Pop's book is the best of its type available anywhere in regard to getting at the bottom of what really happened in Palestine in 1947 and 1948 and what the implications are of those activities of 60 years ago for the United States domestic and foreign policy scene today. Getting back then to Terrell E. Arnold's piece entitled Torture, the Guantanamo Escape from Accountability, Mr. Arnold says that history unequivocally shows that Guantanamo is a U.S. jurisdiction. For starters, Guantanamo is listed on the present U.S. Navy website as the oldest U.S. naval will base outside the United States. It was established under a lease entered into with the Cuban government in 1898, formally reaffirmed by signatures of the presidents of the United States and Cuba in 1903. It has been continuously occupied and exclusively managed by the United States ever since. Fidel Castro's government tried to repudiate the lease and argue that the U.S. occupation is illegal. However, under the norms of international law, one party to a properly executed international agreement cannot terminate it by unilateral action. Thus, from the U.S. perspective, the lease still stands. Keep focused, therefore, on the fact that the U.S. is occupying Guantanamo on the basis of an agreement entered into by the President of the United States. For nearly 110 years, the U.S. flag has flown over this base, and the personnel responsible for its operations and management have been not only citizens of the United States, but also military and civilian personnel of the U.S. government. Their every official act is U.S. business. Cuban views of the status of Guantanamo are clearly that the territory still belongs to Cuba. However, in a public statement issued on January the 11th, 2002, the Cuban government of Fidel Castro noted that it was never consulted in advance on anything that happened in or to Guantanamo, although, as in the case of the U.S. decision to bring prisoners there from Afghanistan, Cuba was informed after the fact. In that statement, Cuba was firm in asserting that the area is Cuban territory, but that the government of Cuba is denied any jurisdiction over it. Given that firm assertion by Cuba, there are two ways to view Guantanamo. The United States has exclusive jurisdiction over it, and Cuban authorities acquiesce in that exercise of jurisdiction by the United States until such time as the U.S. withdraws. On that basis, the U.S., through officers commissioned by the President of the United States, is and has been running Guantanamo for the past century. In line with that reality, the budget for running the Navy, including explicitly Guantanamo Naval Air Base or Naval Base, is annually reviewed and authorized by Congress. The base is dealt with legislatively as a part of the United States. Given that background, the only remaining issue seems to be, are people who are held against their will, without being formally charged with any crime, entitled to U.S. constitutional protections when they are held by U.S. government officials inside a U.S. government jurisdiction outside the defined territorial limits of the United States? The Bush administration has taken a disturbing position on that question. When one wades through the waffling provided by the Military Commissions Act, the detainees in Guantanamo or Abu Ghraib or Diego Garcia or on unlabeled U.S. airplanes are simply not persons protected by the Constitution. By virtue of being accused of terrorism, they are categorically excluded from the class of people who have access to due process. Traditionally, the due process of laws refers to both how and why laws are enforced, and it makes no distinction between citizens and aliens. The Bush approach is that neither citizens nor aliens accused of terrorism are entitled to due process. The crime of terrorism, so the argument goes, is outside the law. Therefore, the person accused of such an act is not entitled to the normal protections of the law. This raises a prickly question of whether there are different categories of unlawfulness. There are codified differences in the seriousness of given crimes, as well as widely observed concepts of the appropriateness of punishments. While consciousness of motives and circumstances of crimes may at times move both judges and juries to mitigate punishments, there is no practice of saying that given the same circumstances, person A has more or less access than person B to due process. Nor, in American law up to now, has there been any practice of arbitrarily deciding that certain individuals, specifically aliens, will be excluded from normal considerations of U.S. legal fairness. However, both the Bush administration and indeed a large slice of the American public seem to have decided that anyone alleged to have been associated with 9/11 may be denied due process. Viewed in this perspective, Guantanamo serves a virtually unique role in American law. It is not physically a part of the United States. The people being detained there are mostly not American citizens. They are being held nominally for involvement in or association with people who allegedly committed the 9/11 attacks on the United States. That fact inspires little to no sympathy, nor does the fact that few of them have yet been charged with any crime. Therefore, given the general lack of public outcry, obviously the average American opinion is that whatever happens to such people in such remote places as Guantanamo is of little consequence for America itself. What Americans are missing generally is that our laws are being redefined to fit such unequal treatment of individuals and cases. The Military Commissions Act is a significant departure from American legal principles simply because it seeks to establish two distinct classes of people, those who are entitled to due process and those who are not. Moreover, that distinction is not based on any factually established proof of guilt. American officials base it merely on the accusation. That unfortunately characterizes the whole Bush administration posture on torture. In signing the Military Commissions Act into law, Mr. Bush assured the public that the rights of detainees were fully protected. Supporters of the act assert that it is consistent with the language of the Geneva Conventions, even though Attorney General Gonzalez has said that those conventions are quaint. These are blatant falsehoods. What does the Military Commissions Act say specifically about the rights of the accused? A few ideas will suffice. It says A, they are not entitled to a speedy trial. B, they are not privileged to confront their accuser. C, more often than not, any accusation against them may be brought into the tribunal as hearsay or may be based on alleged information so classified that the accuser is unknown. D, they cannot claim the protections of the Geneva Conventions. E, they may not invoke access to habeas corpus. And F, the provisions of the Military Commissions Act may be applied to them ex post facto. Startling truth about the Military Commissions Act is that it was allowed to become law even though A, it was approved by only a simple majority vote of the two houses of Congress. B, it fundamentally alters basic legal protections of the Constitution. C, it therefore amends the Constitution of the United States without any resort to the prescribed procedures for amendment. And D, the administration of George W. Bush, with the help of Congress, has changed the Constitution illegally. And E, there has been no public outcry whatsoever. The Military Commissions Act and U.S. official refusal to treat Guantanamo as part of the U.S. compromise a dual assault on the normal American protections of law. Outside U.S. jurisdiction and outside America's courts, people are simply treated to a denatured version of due process. And the Bush administration has taken advantage of the overblown American fear of terrorism to avoid accountability for violating the Constitution. The path the Bush administration is on could hardly please potential terrorists more. The 9/11 attacks not only shook America's confidence in itself, they launched American leadership on a path to destroy our democracy from the inside by corrupting its laws. If our only defense against lawlessness is to scrap our legal system, then the terrorists already have won. To avoid that failure, we should repeal the Military Commissions Act and fully apply the Constitution to all people charged or confined by the U.S., no matter where they are. We should treat Guantanamo as a part of the United States and apply the letter and spirit of U.S. laws there until we return it to Cuba. That comes to us today from Terrell E. Arnold at Jeff Rentz's website, rentz.com. Mr. Arnold's piece is entitled Torture, the Guantanamo Escape from Accountability. And again, this dovetails nicely with what we have read about in the Grand Rapids Press from April 29th, where in relation to Blackwater USA and its owner, Eric Prince, we are reading about a mercenary millionaire, a Holland, Michigan native, and his security company who have been cashing in on global conflict. Folks, do we want people like Eric Prince and those who are connected with him to be running the foreign policy of this country? They've had a growth in military contracts from $204,000 in the year 2000 to $584 million in 2006. When you look at that exponential growth in those numbers, those dollar figures, it seems to me that there's a lot more involved there than the mere question of money. Is foreign policy merely a question of economic growth? Is it a simple instance of allowing certain mercenaries to be entrepreneurial in their pursuit of private gain at the expense of the American people? Is this Iraqi war truly in the national security interest of the United States? Are we truly defending the Constitution of our land? Or, as I think Terrell E. Arnold would suggest today, are we destroying the Constitution of this country? This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Elon Pop, the ethnic cleansing of Palestine, will be with us at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined by Ilan Pop of the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine at 9 o'clock Central to really examine all of the things that Dr. Pop talks about in that book. Terrell E. Arnold of Rents had recommended Mr. Pop as a guest for me, and after taking a look at some of the reviews of the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, I think it's abundantly clear that I need to read that book, and so do all of my listeners. So I'm in the process of getting a copy and working my way through it. I've got five or six other major volumes that I'm working my my way through right now, including Kevin MacDonald's book, The Culture of Critique, which is a very, very interesting analysis of Jewish culture and history. I hope to get Dr. MacDonald on this show sometime as well. I've left him a couple of messages, and I guess his schedule is just so busy that he hasn't been able to get back to me yet. But I definitely would like to get him on as well. We've been talking a little bit about a couple of news stories related to Blackwater, USA, that story from the Grand Rapids, Michigan Press of April 29th, then Terrell E. Arnold's piece on torture and Guantanamo and accountability dovetails very nicely with this expose of Blackwater that was in the Michigan newspaper. This is a grim time, and it seems to me that something is way wrong with both the domestic and foreign policy of this country. I think many of us have some ideas as to why that is. We need to be trying to correct that in the days ahead, because we are fundamentally losing the character of this country as we have always known it. We have a caller, John in Tennessee. You're on the line for Mark Gankoff. Go ahead, John. You there? I guess John dropped off.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Go ahead, John.
Okay, you went silent for a minute. Listen,
that's okay. Go ahead.
I called to tell you about a local story, but before I do, my family is from West Tennessee. It's a sparsely populated area of Michigan. And what I find interesting, Mark, if you know anything about West Michigan, money marries money in West Michigan. So it's not surprising to me that Mr. Prince would be related to the chairman of Amway and probably somewhere down the line Steelcase. But what I'd like to draw into people's minds is the fact that Gerald Ford is from Grand Rapids, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from Holland and Zeeland. And I'm sure that Gerald Ford and Mr. Prince's father were pretty tight. There's not a doubt in my mind. So I'll let people draw their own conclusions about that. What I'd like to tell you is that I was in West Tennessee in a little town this morning called Parsons. Population probably 15,000 or less. Front page story was a man by the name of Marvin Dench. If I can contact him, I will try and get him in touch with RBN. He's a Christian man who attempted to pay for his gasoline with a self-minted Liberty Dollar coin and was promptly arrested by the Decatur County Sheriff using a non-U.S. Mint-approved coin. When he appeared before the judge said that the value of the coin, and this is laughable, it was a $20 Liberty Eagle coin that was only had $13 worth of silver in it. So basically he was able to pay for the gasoline with a fiat currency that was basically useless and worthless, but was arrested and attempted to be put in prison for using a silver coin. I'd like to get your response.
Well, that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Well, they did release him and told him don't bring his coins back into Decatur County.
Yes. Well, you know, it seems to me, John, that we live in times where we're going to see even more of this sort of thing because, you know, the powers that be obviously have a vested interest in the entire matrix of circumstances that surround the economy and surround the war, surround the expansion of the war potentially, as well as the curtailment of domestic liberties at home. And it seems to me that one of the central components in this whole thing is to maintain the lid on central banking in regard to what is deemed to be allowable and unallowable. And in this particular situation, this story that you're reporting today out of Tennessee would seem to be consistent with that. So I think you're going to hear more draconian stories like this one in the days ahead as more and more people find that their basic sense of well-being and freedom and economic and political liberty in this country is being curtailed by the minute.
One more thing, if I could, going back to the story in Grand Rapids. When you consider West Tennessee, the Kellogg family, and others that have been involved in America for many, many years, powerful people, we've got to take into consideration that it goes back probably far beyond my lifetime. I know it goes back into the 20s as far as the eugenics movement and the things that they have in mind for this nation. They changed the faith. They keep the same program. They changed the name to make it more palatable. People need to really wake up. Thank you.
I think you're exactly right, John. And, you know, as I examine this whole story about Eric Prince, John from Tennessee raises all kinds of interesting subsidiary points about Western Michigan and about its culture and its political history and its economy. That would be interesting to get into a discussion, get into some research about the possible links between Gerald Ford and Eric Prince's father. I also think that Mr. Prince's connections with some of these so-called leading lights of the Christian right bears closer examination. I continue to sense an Israeli connection. This is Mark Gankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio. Again, stay tuned.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Elon Popp will be with us at right around 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. His book, The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, is considered by some people, including Terrell E. Arnold of Rents.com, to be the finest volume of its type available. You know, we were talking about Terrell E. Arnold's piece today entitled Torture, the Guantanamo Escape from Accountability. Mr. Arnold tells me that reading Elon Popp's book, The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, is absolutely essential reading. And to put this into perspective, Terrell E. Arnold, who's also been a guest on this show, is not only a regular columnist for Jeff Rentz, he's a retired senior foreign service officer of the Department of State. And his immediate pre-retirement positions were as chairman of the Department of International Studies of the National War College and as deputy director of the State Office of Counterterrorism and Emergency Planning. You know, when I look at his background, Mr. Arnold's background, his remarks in his article today about Guantanamo and torture become even more chilling given Terrell E. Arnold's professional and political and personal credentials. I also think that on the happier side of the coin, that his recommendation of the ethnic cleansing of Palestine and Dr. Ilan Pop is going to be well worth your time and mine this morning as we try to get to the bottom of some things that have happened to our country domestically and in terms of foreign policy that really threaten to destroy us if things are not turned around. You know, listening to John this morning, our caller from Tennessee, he had an awful lot to say about Western Michigan. I suspect that in terms of getting into such people as Gerald Ford and Betsy and Dick DeVos and this whole issue of the Amway Corporation and Blackwater USA and the links of some of these folks in corporate America to the American Christian right, that we could come up with all kinds of paper and political and money trails if we had the time to really delve into these things in terms of on-site reporting. I guess when I look at this guy, Eric Prince, one thing that comes up is the particular version of Christianity, and I put Christianity in quotes, that oftentimes characterizes some of these folks who are so absolutely enamored of our war in Iraq and absolutely enamored of the corporate character of the American economy today. Again, going down this list of people that Eric Prince has given money to since 1989, that includes Jesse Helms, Oliver North, Rick Santorum, this Restoring the American Dream Political Action Committee founded by former Amway President Dick DeVos, the Susan B. Anthony list, that's a political action committee that is pro-life, anti-abortion, and of course a series of contributions to various federal and state structures of the Republican Party, and also some money turned over to the Congressional Committee of former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. This also has always seems to have the ring of familiarity to it in recent years. And, you know, folks, when I look at some of these leading lights of the establishment wing of what is called conservatism in this country, I think we get right back to Michael Collins Piper's book, The Judas Goats, to learn more about people like Jesse Helms and Oliver North and Rick Santorum, all of whom have big-time links, of course, historically, to the national security establishment of this country and to defense contractors and to the Israeli lobby. That seems to be an unholy triumvirate that comes up time and time and time again. And what's particularly sad to me is the way in which all of this is given the veneer of religious legitimacy and the veneer of religious respectability in a Christian context. This stuff, of course, has little, if anything, to do with true biblical Christianity. It has everything to do with personal profit and gain and has everything to do with killing people when there is no credible, reasonable reason to be killing them biblically. And what I mean by that is the whole concept of self-defense. You know, I am not a pacifist. I'm a gun owner. I believe in the national defense of my country. I believe in the defense of the Constitution of my country. I believe that people have a right to defend themselves and their families when they're threatened. I think if we are legitimately attacked in an unprovoked fashion by a foreign power, that we have the obligation to declare war upon that country constitutionally, and to prosecute that war through to a successful conclusion. But folks, this is not what we're talking about here in Iraq, I don't believe. I think that this is obviously a situation with a project for a new American century, and Mr. Netanyahu's crowd and Mr. Pearl's crowd and Mr. Wormser's crowd have a disproportionate influence in what has happened with this war and continues to happen with it. And lo and behold, from time to time, there is an attempt on the part of the powers that be to evoke a few nationalistic images and nationalistic memories in order to dredge up support for something that does not involve the interest of the average person in this country. And as I look at what has happened with this business of Blackwater USA and the war in Iraq and the so-called war on terror, it is absolutely sickening in my judgment to see the extent to which the so-called American right has been in support of things that have not enhanced individual liberty, that have enhanced the power of the central state at the federal level and certainly at the globalist level. That is ultimately why I think the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are two sides of a counterfeit coin. And certainly when we look at this business of Blackwater USA, there is a gnawing sense that something is way wrong. Something else cropped up as I was looking at these political numbers in regard to contributions made by Eric Prince, according again to the Grand Rapids Press. He gave, let's see, in 1996 and in 1998, gave $6,000 to the Susan B. Anthony List. That's a political action committee that is anti-abortion, or you can also call it pro-life. You know, I know just a little bit about that particular political action committee. As far as I know, it would certainly be a legitimate contribution for someone who is pro-life. I've been involved in the mainstream end of the pro-life movement for a long time, not so much in recent years for reasons of time, but at least historically, I've been involved in raising money for a couple of pro-life ministries. At one time was involved in helping to run the only free maternity home in the state of Texas, which I presume is still the case, in Kerrville, Texas. I've been involved in the past, giving money to political candidates, my little widow's mite of money, to those that I thought were trying to defend human life against this barbarous culture that we have seen arise in our own time. But suffice it to say that there is a conflict here. For those who give money to pro-life organizations, when it comes to protecting the lives of the unborn, and then turn around and support a foreign policy that is rooted in massive killing, when that killing is not necessary, when that killing is not morally justifiable. And it seems to me that Mr. Prince, who apparently, according to this article, has converted to Roman Catholicism, might do well to read St. Augustine on just war theory. Does the Iraq War meet that standard? I don't think it does, folks. And it seems to me that when we look at our own true national interest, with the amount of money that has been spent in this war, the number of innocent people who have been killed, these constant rotations of some of our fine young men and women, as well as our overall utilization of the American military to support an agenda that has nothing to do with the interest of the average person in our land, that has nothing to do with protecting our own borders, that has absolutely ripped asunder the Constitution of this country in regard to who it is and what it is that must be given obeisance to before we go to war. And when we look at what's happened to us domestically in regard to the Military Commissions Act and USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2, fundamentally something is wrong. Something has happened that is certainly totally inconsonant with the kind of political tradition that emanates from Washington and from Madison and from Jefferson. And when we look at this whole business of Blackwater and Eric Prince and this so-called mercenary millionaire, the lives that have been taken by this, the lives that have been ruined by this, the lives that will yet be ruined by this mentality cause us to become very concerned, again, that Mr. Prince represents a brand of thinking on the American right that has nothing to do with the traditions of the old American right. We can't emphasize that strongly enough. And that gets us back to this whole question of the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Free Press. The Republic Broadcasting Network wants to bring you the best in broadcasting from the old American right, from the populist American right, from that version of the American right that truly does believe in individual liberty, even for people we don't like. And when it comes to RBN, we need your help in order to continue this very special outreach on the World Wide Web, as well as in international shortwave broadcasting. Please help us to the extent that you can. You can do so with your gifts by contacting us at www.republicbroadcasting.org or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. Our physical address, if you'd like to mail something to us, is the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, the telephone number is 1-800-724-2719. 2719. If you would like to help us during this pledge drive week, you can contact us on the web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Mr. Stattmiller has been working very hard to give us the best possible lineup of guests and hosts on a 24-hour basis virtually for the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been trying to expand our conventional affiliations, even as we continue to seek new opportunities on the international shortwave. Our archives have virtually been restored now. I'm in the process of putting together archival show descriptions for all of my past shows that I can send to Chris so we can begin to get those posted on the RBN website. Suffice it to say that in all of these matters, it's encouraging to see these developments at the same time that it reminds me that we need your help. And to the extent that you can help us during this pledge drive, please do so, and do so prayerfully and sacrificially to the extent that you can. That's 1-800-724-2719 in regard to the RBN office. You can use the web and contact us at www.republicbroadcasting.org, or use snail mail to get to us at the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's 1015 South Mays, just like Willie Mays, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You know, all kinds of other things we could talk about this morning before Elon Pop joins us. Again, if you have not seen any of the reviews of his book, I'd urge you to go to his website at elonpop.org, ilanpappe.org, and read the 8 or 9 reviews that have been posted there on this book, The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. That brings us then back full circle to Mark Glenn's book, No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. I've started working my way through the text of what Mark has sent me here, and there are a series of quotations in the beginning of this book that I would like to explore, a couple of them with Dr. Pop when he comes on in about 15 minutes or so. Whenever you read a Mark Glenn book, by the way, you're likely to read all kinds of amazing quotes that he pulls out of a variety of sources and places that give us the wider perspective in regard to the roadmap of his particular thesis of any given book. And that's true of this one as well, No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. All kinds of things in the opening chapter entitled, In Their Own Words, In Their Own Words. And as you read through all of the different quotations from different people and sources over the years, this is very powerful stuff in regard to trying to get at the bottom of the real character of this whole business of Zionism. Mark quotes from the book of Deuteronomy, for example, mentions a specific warning given by Moses to the future inhabitants of Israel of what kind of future they would face as a result of their disobedience. Listen to this one from the book of Deuteronomy. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of the mind. The Lord will drive you and the king set over you into a nation unknown to you or to your fathers. You will become a thing of horror and an object of scorn and ridicule to all the nations where the Lord will drive you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far away, from the ends of the earth, like an eagle swooping down, a nation whose language you will not understand, a fierce-looking nation without respect for the old nor pity for the young. You will be uprooted from your land, and then the Lord will scatter you among all nations from one end of the earth to the other. Among those nations you will find no repose, nor any resting place for the sole of your foot. There the Lord will give you an anxious mind, eyes weary with longing and a despairing heart. You will live in dread both night and day, never sure of your life. That seems to have a certain applicability to the future inhabitants of Israel, quite clearly. Sometimes when I read this sort of thing, it sounds like a 21st century description of where I think America is headed. A couple of other quotes from Mark Glenn's latest book that I think are absolutely dynamic, as grim as they are. He quotes John Sheehan, a Jesuit priest, quote, "Every time anyone says that Israel is our only friend in the Middle East, I can't help but think that before Israel, we had no enemies in the Middle East," unquote. Jack Bernstein, the late Jack Bernstein, or Jack Bernstein, who was murdered by the Israeli Mossad a number of years ago, was the author of the book The Life of an American Jew Living in Racist Marxist Israel. Mark Glenn includes something here from Jack that says as follows. Again, I want to point out that it was this same group of Ashkenazi Jews, communist, socialist, Bolshevik Jews who migrated from Russia to Israel, who gained control of the Zionist movement and have dominated the government of Israel since its beginning in 1948, unquote. That's pretty powerful stuff, isn't it? Coming from Jack Bernstein, author of the book The Life of an American Jew Living in Racist Marxist Israel. Here's another one that Mark Glenn has highlighted, which I highlighted last night for myself when I was reading his manuscript. The Babylonian Talmud, Judaism's most holy book, Eruban 21b. Whoever disobeys the rabbis deserves death and will be punished in hell by being boiled in hot excrement. We'll be back. This is Mark Ancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. John Popp, the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, will join us at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
is Mark Danfaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Ilan Pop of the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine will join us at right around 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Terrell E. Arnold of Jeff Rentz's site, Rentz.com, has recommended this book, The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, is the best of its type available. Just looking at the reviews of this volume that are on Dr. Pop's own website leads me to the conclusion that it's going to be absolutely essential reading for you and for me in the days ahead. I've not yet read the book. I'm going to get a copy, and I'm going to read it in its entirety because I think once more it brings to us a perspective that for all of the obvious reasons we're not going to get in contemporary corporate American media. And to the extent that we can read books of this type and avail ourselves of the wisdom and the knowledge of the guests who produce them, we need to be doing that. So I hope our conversation today with Dr. Pop is not the end of our dialogue with him, but the beginning, as it will lead us hopefully into actually procuring the book and doing the hard intellectual work of reading it and thinking about it and contemplating it and sharing it with our friends who also read. I hope you have friends who read. I have too many friends, I think, who watch television, but all of my really good friends read. And certainly this book needs to be on your reading list and on mine and on theirs. Speaking of reading, before we get to the next hour and get Dr. Pop on from Haifa, Israel, a couple of interesting pieces today at LouRockwell.com. The late Murray Rothbard draws our attention to the connection of Henry Kissinger to Gulf War I. Pat Buchanan's Taki then draws our attention to the Kissinger connection to Gulf War II. And as we look at this whole business of the Kissinger connection, which actually was posted by Patrick Foy on Taki's website, go through this thing and take a look at it in its entirety. It is quite a piece. Patrick Foy is the author of the Unauthorized World Situation Report. Sounds like a very fascinating fascinating journal, which I hope to learn more about in the days ahead. But in fact, Henry Kissinger always seems to be lurking around this sort of thing. And when you get into the whole issue again of defense contracting and influence peddling, and the fact that we have a situation where a former national security advisor to the President of the United States and a former American Secretary of State is routinely peddling his wares to all kinds of foreign governments in order for a personal and private gain to transpire, especially when it comes to war. This is absolutely something that dovetails, in one sense of the word, with what Eric Prince and the Blackwater USA Company are all about, it seems to me. Kissinger, at one point, we were told by Mr. Foy in his piece for Taki that Kissinger has a very special protege and partner who happens to be Ambassador L. Paul Jerry Bremer. Remember him? Ambassador L. Paul Bremer III, the managing director of Kissinger Associates. Why did he suddenly turn up from a time running things in Iraq after the convention phase? The operation was open. I think conclusions that you might draw, the same conclusions that I would be back. This is Mark Danfaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. Back with Dr. Ilan Pop, the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine.
With recent